USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
Well, I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
As the war in Ukraine by Russia's invading forces continues into 6 months, both sides are playing with fire and the possibility of a nuclear mishap.
The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A roughly two-week search for missing 16-year-old Kylie Rodney came to an end Sunday when dive teams with a volunteer search and rescue organization said they found her body and vehicle submerged in water near where she disappeared. The body has been confirmed as that of Kylie. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden is mulling the idea of student loan forgiveness. That statement is as honest as Inflation Reduction Act, as the loan doesn't go away, just who pays for it. And that person is listening to a newscast right now, along with their fellow Americans. Back when the American economy was very strong under President Trump, his economist Stephen Moore tells Newsmax the Biden administration's outrageous proposal of eliminating $10,000 in student debt for borrowers has no long-term merit.
It's really quite an outrage. It's such an injustice, actually, to the people who did pay back their loans and, you know, did the right thing. What a horrible example that the United States government is setting by telling people they can be deadbeats and not pay back their loans. I mean, really, it's quite outrageous, I think. And for people who did pay their loans, they're the suckers here because the government would have forgiven you your loan. And how many people do you think will ever repay a loan, a student loan at this point? I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
In the middle of a recession, President Biden continues to spend money like he can print it. Another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine is scheduled to be announced sometime today. Japan is entering a new phase in its nuclear energy strategy Wednesday, with Prime Minister Kishida set to order the development and construction of next-generation nuclear power plants. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.